Hey everyone, welcome to Holy Spirit Soapbox. I'm your host, Dan. As always, we're happy to have you here. Feel free to check out our website, holyspiritsoapbox.com, as well as Holy Spirit Soapbox and all of your favorite podcast platforms, including YouTube. Today, we're going to go over the gospel. So I'm going to jump right into it immediately. The name of the episode is, This is the Gospel. Now, the word gospel is translated from the Greek word euangelion, which means good news or a message of victory. Okay, so this is Greek, biblical Greek, I should say. It might be pronounced a little bit differently nowadays, but this is how it was pronounced previously and how it was written. So, euangelion, euangelion, which means good news. Again, or a message of victory. In the Bible, Jesus warns us of many false prophets who will come and cause division within the church. One of the ways of division is by directing all of us from the one true, simple gospel over to a more convoluted one, or watered-down one, or entirely different gospel. So, for instance, a very common message that we hear, I won't call it a gospel, but people take it as their gospel, is, put this in quotes, the world is ending and Jesus is coming. If you don't start believing, you're going to go to H-E double hockey sticks, right? Some Christian denominations and religions all often speak of end times, or always speak of end times, totally walking away from the actual good news of Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. That doesn't sound like good news to me. It's not a message of victory. And others focus back on like the individual, right? Being a good person or a bad person where we have total control of where we end up after the world and or our lives end. But is this all biblically true? The short answer, the truthful answer, is no. The Bible explains to us the actual gospel or good news, the good message, that message that is a victory. It's really described well by Paul in 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4. In this letter to the Corinthian church, which is one of several letters from Paul to the Corinthian church, he says, "For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance. That Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures." Of first importance. Notice that he says that. Not like, yeah, this is really cool and pretty important. If you don't believe it, you're just going to burn in this place. No, he didn't say any of that stuff. First importance is giving people the best news, the good news, the gospel. This news is proof that God loves us so much that he does not want to lose us to the world and decided to give us an opportunity to participate with him and have eternal life in heaven, with him and each other. That's awesome. He also delivered on his promises from the scriptures, which makes him trustworthy. I can trust him much more knowing that everything led back to the scriptures that were written long before. And he also conquered death. Death, something that has been inevitable, along with taxes, right, has been conquered. We won't have to pay taxes in heaven either. So this is even better news. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, but not kidding. We're not going to have to pay taxes. But we also don't have to die forever. We can live in heaven together with our God, our Creator, and each other. This is really, really, really great news. It takes away all of our worries and stresses. For instance, if we have to focus so much on how good we are before we pass away or how we have to save as many people as possible by making them worry about the end of the world, we're not going to enjoy the hope that he promises. Those false prophecies and gospels, or messages, I should say, tend to pull us away from the real gospel and then ultimately away from God. Now, in the Bible, yes, there are descriptions of what happens if you do give your life to Christ, and if you don't. There's a beautiful narration of what John saw in a vision in Revelation that gives us an idea of what heaven looks like. Throughout the Bible, we also hear of weeping and gnashing of teeth for those who choose not to believe, not give your life to Christ. So yeah, it would behoove all of us to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. But I'd rather not dwell on the negative and give you the best news ever. The news that we were told to go out and tell the world to make disciples with. For all of you that have heard the wrong gospel for many, many years, don't worry. This is the real gospel here. Jesus Christ died for our sins, was buried, and then resurrected on the third day, all according to the prophecies in the scriptures that were told for many years. And if we believe in him and accept him as our Lord and Savior, we shall not perish. I, of course, took that from the very well-known verse, John 3:16. But that's it. That is it. It's as simple as that. And to really hone in on this, I have some verses to meditate on and to really dig into this one true gospel. If you have a pen and paper, perfect. If you don't, they're in the description. Feel free to refer back to them anytime. They're also on our website. That website, once again, holyspiritsoapbox.com. Okay, here are your verses. Mark 16:15, John 14:6, Ephesians 2:8-9, and of course, 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. I also have some questions, and these questions are meant to give you a better understanding and dig into yourself, right, about this gospel, this great news, this message of victory. Question one is the true gospel the same gospel that you've known? Or have you heard something else? Question two, if so, how does hearing the gospel help you today? If not, how does hearing the actual gospel change your perspective on God? And then finally, question three, what are some things you can do to help others understand and hear the actual true gospel? I want to say thank you again for always supporting us and for joining in today. We really would love to continue to hear from you. So feel free to reach out to us on social media or on email, holyspiritsoapbox@gmail.com, or on our website, holyspiritsoapbox.com, where you can request prayers, tell us your testimony, or even request to be on our show. And with all this in mind, I would love to pray over all of us today. So if you can bow your heads, please do. If you're unable to, no worries. But let's talk to God. Father, you have given us hope, peace, and love, knowing you've kept your promises and are giving us everlasting life in a place with no pain or suffering. We've grown so selfish to the point that we may have been living and preaching the incorrect message all this time. And we do repent for that. But we know within our hearts that there is this one beautiful, true, simple gospel. The best news we could ever hear. We will go out and tell the world this amazing news and ask that the Holy Spirit always works through us as we walk in the footsteps of Jesus. We pray and ask for all of these things in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen.